Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibility of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled.
That's Ann Wilson.
Said, no. No, 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 child.
That's her sister, Nancy, on the guitar. That's Hart bringing us back, 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me, and the sisters Wilson. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You know the drill. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. What are you waiting on? It's easy. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. You'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's easier to do that. It's easier to get rid of me than it is to bring me on. So check it out and see what you think. You got nothing to lose. You know, folks, one of the great relationships that we built here over the years, it was one with my favorite Irishman, John O'Donohue. And John was a Catholic priest who left the priesthood and just became a writer of great ideas. Anam Cara, if you want to have a wonderful book, just a wonderful book. Anam Cara means soul friend, and it was his first one. And I found that book before I knew John, and I bought it. In fact, I bought that book to be part of my very first Christmas programming back in 1998. I was looking around for something to do on Christmas Day. I wanted to do my show on Christmas Day. And as you know, I've done that every day that Christmas has been on a weekday. I've done it since then. And so that was one of the books that I found. And then about a year later, I met another guy who brought up John O'Donohue's name, and he introduced me to John. And so then John and I became friends, and he did a lot of Christmas shows with me. He did a lot of St. Patrick's Day shows with me, and other. He was on the show about three times a year from Ireland, and then he wrote a bunch of other books, and we debuted all of them on the show, some poetry books, and then about 4 years ago, I got the sad news that John had died at a much too young age, 52, just died in his sleep. What a way to go. And so we still miss John, but I still like to remind you about him because his work is so important. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about some ideas that he had, and I want to do that by talking about the spirit. Do you ever think about it? You know, that's the force that drives your protoplasm around, the keeper of your courage. The only thing that's different about identical twins, your spirit. Everyone should be conscious of their spirit, but it's essential. As an entrepreneur of over 20 years, I'm telling you, it's essential for entrepreneurs to be conscious of their spirit. One of the books my friend John O. wrote was called Eternal Echoes, and I think that was his second book. So in that book, he says this: when you open your heart to discovery, you will be called to step outside of your comfort barriers. You will be called to risk old views and thoughts. But your spirit loves the danger of growth. I want to talk about a few of those words that John just gave us. First one is discovery. As a small business owner, you open your heart to discovery every day. You discover that vision, hard work, and planning have produced a new customer, maybe, or a little more profit, or that you just might make it one more year. Discovery. Sometimes discoveries aren't pleasant. An employee doesn't show up, equipment breaks down, or you lose a customer. Challenging discoveries are no respecter of businesses, large or small. But they hit a small business harder because there are fewer spirits, bodies, and assets to absorb the shock. John O. would say, your success lies in the ability to open your heart to discovery. Do you dread problems, or can you turn a challenge into an opportunity? The answer to that question, my friend, may depend on how well you discover and use the power of your spirit. Comfort barriers, that's another term that he uses in that passage. These offer protection, but they also hold you back. The same wall that protects you from the world can also keep you from engaging the world. You may have fewer surprises and dangers inside your comfort barriers, but opportunity is a camper. It likes to be outside. Listen to your spirit when it tells you to step outside your comfort barriers and camp out with opportunity. And remember this wisdom from another John, John Shedd. He said this. You've heard me say this before. A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were built for. Growth, the other word John talked about. John said our spirit loves the danger of growth. Sometimes growth can be dangerous, but more often, not growing is the riskier proposition. You can either be courageous or you can be a weenie. Your spirit sees the power of courage in the marketplace, while the weenie in you sees the chance of failure. Your spirit says, let's make something happen. But the weenie craves comfort. Knowing how to manage these two forces, the courageous and the weenie, knowing how to manage these two forces is crucial to success in your small business. If John were here, John O'Donohue were here, he'd say, listen to your spirit, trust it, and leverage that force. John O'Donohue, I like talking about John. I like telling you about John. We still miss him. I still am very sad that we've lost him at such an early age. So much to promise, so much to give, but we have what he said. Thank God we have his ideas. Don't forget Anam Cara and the book I just quoted from, Eternal Echoes. You can still get those out there. I encourage you to do that. And go ahead and buy two because you're going to want to give one away. I promise. Gonna take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't forget your spirit. You need to make sure you think about it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.